Hi, GWA. Today I'm just doing a ramble audio because I recently did something very exciting and I want to share it with you all because holy fuck, it was exciting! So, I recently bought myself an enema bulb because I was really fucking curious about enemas. I've been very curious about enemas and stuff, and I can safely say I think I have a new kink. So, I was a little nervous at first when the enema actually came in the mail. It's just a little bulb. It's not too big, but not super small either. It's a very nice size for beginners, I'd say. And very soft, too. Whenever I squeeze it, if there's no water in it, it kind of makes a squeaky noise, so it sounds vaguely like a bike horn. It's amazing. But, yes. So, I remember when it first came in the mail, I was a little nervous, but too giddy to wait, so I went in the bathroom and I tried just a very tiny amount of hot water. I wasn't sure what to expect, but the moment I felt the water go up into my ass, I was like, oh, holy shit, that is amazing! So later that evening, I decided I'm gonna do full-on enema bulb action when I get in the shower, and I did. And admittedly, I was kind of nervous. I initially tried to do it, like, laying on a towel, just, like, on the floor, doing the recommended positions, because I read some stuff online about how to properly administer an enema so as not to, like, to injure myself or anything. Well, you know what? I was too nervous. Doing it like that wasn't going to help, so I got in the bath. I made myself a hot bath, instead of showering, so I could relax and kind of be more comfortable. Once I did that, I kind of started to put the enema bulb in a little bit, and, it was tough to get it in because my crotch was getting hot. I was getting really turned on because if anything goes near my ass, I get extremely turned on. And clarification, I more mean my asshole than the actual ass itself. So, I was, like, burning up down there, and I was like, holy shit! So, I decided to alleviate that and to make the enema process a little less scary. And to make it more fun, I decided to proceed to masturbate while administering my enema. And let me just say, that made for the fucking amazing experience. And I remember, when I was coming, I actually started to squeeze the bulb. And, it made the orgasm feel much more intense because I felt something shooting into my ass and I was thinking, is this how it feels to have a guy come in my ass or something? That'd be amazing. So, after I did the bulb, I held it for a couple minutes, not super long because I was a little confused as to how long I should have held it, although next time I think I'm going to try to hold it for like 10 minutes or so, but this time I just wanted to give it a shot. So what I did was I sat on the toilet, you know, and I waited, and this is kind of a comedic way to think of it, how to describe the sensation, but, I thought it was gonna be this really scary feeling when the release was gonna happen. I thought it was gonna be really scary and really noisy and horrifying. No. It sounds like you're peeing, and it feels like you're peeing from your butt. Like, that's literally how an enema feels. It isn't a bad thing either. As somebody who's a pee fetishist, it actually made it even more erotic, and I remember distinctly, after my bath, and after the enema, I came back to my room, intensely aroused. Ooh, I keep yawning. Intensely aroused. So, what I ended up doing was, I ended up masturbating very quickly because I had very little privacy, and I only had a small gap of window of time to get off. But surely enough, I did it. I got off in under a minute because I was super fucking aroused by it. I was like, holy shit, enemas are my best friend now, so who knows? I may or may not be doing enema stuff in the future in my audios. I don't know yet. Bathroom stuff is really vulnerable to me, and I think that's the appeal of it for me. It's very vulnerable and intimate, and I like the thought of being very gentle and taking care of somebody with the bathroom stuff. But at the same time, I don't know if I'm entirely comfortable sharing myself, like, peeing or releasing an enema or, you know, pooping even, because that's really vulnerable for me. And I feel like if it's somebody I love and trust and stuff, it's fine. But if it's somebody just random on the internet. I don't know how comfortable I am with that. So, who knows? We'll see what happens, I guess. But, yeah, because, like, I get that request a lot, but it's not something I'm... Sorry. It's not something I'm very comfortable with, in all honesty. But, yeah, I'd love to do audios, not where I give myself an enema, but I want to do enema scenario-based audios. I think it would be a lot of fun to sit down and try my hand at. Like, I was thinking maybe Mommy Dom enema stuff or something like that. I don't know, but it would be exciting as hell. But, yeah. So, I don't know if there's much else to say. This is one big incoherent babble about a recent experience and all that fun stuff, but, yeah, I'm not the best storyteller, but I hope you enjoyed listening to this. I'll just be thinking about enemas and stuff. Yay!